Remind you, the second coming does not speak about the rapture. It talks about the actual physical bodily coming back to this earth. Folks, the rapture is even closer than the second coming. Israel's getting ready. Israel's getting prepared, and Israel will not just simply sit back and let all the world come against them. They will fight back. They have done this from day one. Israel is a fighting nation. They will not just simply stand by. For years, the United States have kept their hand upon them and have held them back and said, listen, you don't need to do this. But right now, before our very eyes, all nations are hating Israel. It's there. It's taking place. You say, well, Pastor, how much longer do we have? No one knows. This could go on for quite a while, or it could come about very quickly. Things are happening. Everything that is centered on prophecy in the Word of God has to be centered on Israel. God has a prophecy about Israel. And I want you to notice the fourth thing, Israel's prophecy. I want you to understand what is going to be taking place. Again, as I look at these headlines, and I look at these stories, and I see these things that are happening. Again, these are things you can check out. This festival of hatred, you can check it out on the internet. It's there. They were very vivid in talking about what is taking place. But I want you to see the prophecy. And folks, this is where it gets exciting. Not necessarily for Israel, but it gets exciting for us. The Bible talks a great deal about prophecy concerning Israel. The Bible deals with what is going to be taking place with Israel during the tribulational period. Tribulation period starts the moment that Jesus takes the church home. When He says, church, it's time to come up hither and we leave this world. Immediately, for 7 years, this world will be in tribulation period. The book of Revelation will be unfolded. The 70 weeks of Daniel will come to a conclusion and we will see the final week. We will see the final events take place. Israel is the center. At first, the Antichrist will come along. The Bible tells us, Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 6, dealing with the horses and the horsemen of the apocalypse and what is going to be taking place. One of the horsemen will bring peace to the land. There will be peace in the land of Israel. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? What I mean by this, that Antichrist, that false prophet, that one who is empowered, embodied by Satan himself, will come on the scene, will take over immediately following the rapture of the church. There will be a one-world government, a one-world currency. The world will be in such a mess. The only way would be for one leader to bring everything together. There will be one religion. We hear talk about one religion even today. We hear talk about one currency all worldwide. We hear talk about one government, a one-world government. Folks, these are things that are happening. But here's where Israel comes into play. Notice again, verse 9, at the end of verse 9. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Literally, all the world will be against Israel and what Israel is doing. The Bible tells us that Israel, once again, will be offering up sacrifices and they will be temple worship during the tribulational period time. They will be offering up animal sacrifices as they did back in the days of Christ and the days preceding that. But here's the thing we have to understand. Here's the thing that God is telling us. And here's the prophecy concerning Israel. What we have to do, we have to see that all the world is looking at Israel and all the world will be hated Israel, but the Antichrist will come along. And for a short period of time, there will be peace in the Middle East. There'll be a time that the Arabs and the Jews will get along. It'll be amazing. How in the world will this ever take place? This empowered leader of Satan will have the ability to bring a short-lived peace. Now, whether we will see the beginning of that peace before we are taken up, I don't know. Whether we will hear rumors of that peace treaty being signed, I don't know. But here's the thing we have to understand. After the rapture, the Antichrist will bring Israel together for a short period of time. And then he will show his true self. The Bible tells us he will put all of his fury upon Israel, and Israel will literally run for their lives. For 3.5 years, the world will come after Israel. They will chase them down. They will hunt them down. They will kill them. They will do everything they possibly can to destroy them. You think Hitler destroyed many Jews? You have not seen anything yet. But here's what will happen. At the very end of the tribulational period, the Lord Jesus will come back riding on a white horse, followed by the saints of God. Folks, he'll stop that final battle, the battle of Armageddon. He will fight that battle, and it'll be won just simply by the word that is spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to see this. I want you to see the setting up. God said the world, all nations, will hate Israel. We have never been in such a time. Never in all of history have we ever been in a time that all nations are turning against Israel like we see today. Again, people say, well, Pastor, well, how soon is this going to take place? I don't know. The Bible tells us that no man knoweth the day or the hour. I can't tell you when the coming of the Lord is going to be. All I can do is I can tell you He's coming soon. And folks, I want you to see from the headlines of the news, from the Word of God, what God is saying. All of these things must take place. We've talked about the deceivers. We've talked about the destructions, about the wars. We've talked about the natural disasters that are happening. Folks, it's being recorded. It's being happening. We are seeing these events like we've never seen before. The end is not yet. But I want to remind you, these signs are not signs of the rapture. They're not signs saying the rapture is going to happen tomorrow. These signs are the second coming. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back to this earth. Folks, 7 years have to take place before He comes back. He comes back today. But every time I hear about these events, every time I see the Bible unfolding, every time I see these things happening, I can't help but think we're getting closer and closer and closer. We've got two more signs we're going to take a look at. And folks, these signs are showing we are in the last days. We are literally on the brink of the Lord coming back. He could come back today. Wouldn't it be great if the Lord would just simply come back today? We'd go home. Man, it'd be great. But you know, there's a lot of things that need to be done. There's a lot of Christians that are not ready. We're going to talk about the falling away even next Sunday. But I want you to see this. I want you to get what God is trying to say. God is telling us, and as He was telling His disciples, they asked Him, what is the sign of Your coming? When's it going to take place? In their minds, they thought Jesus would come back very soon. They thought that they would never leave this world. They would simply go up and never leave the world in death. They would simply go up in the rapture. They believed that. You know, as many of you, I've grown up in church all my life. And I've heard all my life, Jesus is coming. He could come back today. And I believe that. I believe Jesus could come back today. But folks, I am convinced there has never been a time in all of history as these signs are unfolding before our very eyes. They're happening. One by one, we're seeing these things take place. One by one, we're seeing these events happen. What are we to do? Well, we're to be ready ourselves. Number two, we're to be reaching other people. Folks, we've got a message. We've got people we need to tell. We've got a multitude of folks we need to see saved. You've got family. You've got